Andropause or male menopause can be reversed by releasing male hormone from sex hormone binding globulin by 2 capsules of Men's Max twice a day, using 8-pyrrole norinogen and hormone synergy to prevent the conversion of male hormone to female, and the use of Testo cream topically 4 to 8 pumps on the neck, arms, and groin, along with DHEA and pregnenolone cream to reverse the hormone deficiency production. This protocol can reverse male hormone imbalances and can be tested with saliva tests with a consult with Dr. Bill Deagle at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. So male andropause is reversible, as well as prostate problems with prostate flow, bladder up, and Swedish flower pollen. Contact us for your protocol for male hormone problems and prostate at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. The best place to find the wellness protocols to make you better without toxic polypharmacy. Take care and take action with NutriMedical.com. CalmMind and BrainMaker are an amazing combination. CalmMind contains myo-inositol, xanthine, and GABA. And BrainMag contains magnesium L-threonate to calm the brain down by blocking the N-methyl-D-aspartate receptor. We can use this along with other nutraceuticals for anxiety, including 5-HTP cross that crosses the blood-brain barrier, stress to go, and the use of our CBD liposomal oil as well to reduce and calm the brain down and reduce seizure activity, non-seizure activity in the limbic system that causes anxiety. If you have questions regarding our protocol for anxiety and sleep, do contact us at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. You can get a free protocol and a callback if you purchase any products at 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical.com, the best place to get the wellness protocols to stay, keep you well without toxic polypharmacy. Stay well with NutriMedical. Beauty of your skin, hair, and nails is dependent on the production of collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid. You can increase these with Collagen Max, and it triples the rate of the proline transhydroxylase enzyme. You can increase hyaluronic acid with the joint performance and the use of Red Deer Velvet DR and the use of oncomycin to increase the production of stem cell regeneration. The use of topicals, including pregnenolone and DHA, will reduce inflammation in your skin and help it heal. And taking Omega Supreme Pro fatty acids will help regenerate your fatty acids in your tissues. The combination of using NutriMed's Royal Jelly and Collagen Max dramatically increases collagen, elastin, and hyaluronic acid in your skin, hair, and nails and prevents the cross-linking. You can also prevent the cross-linking of tissues in your skin using curcumin cream along with pregnenolone and DHEA. Amazing protocol. 888-212-8871 and NutriMedical.com to regenerate and stay beautiful with strong skin, hair, and nails. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. CBD or cannabidiol oil has amazing properties of reducing anxiety, fighting cancer, lowering blood pressure, and helping the body's immune system respond appropriately to infections and inflammation, and modulating autoimmune diseases. CBD oil from our source is carbon dioxide extracted at 550 milligrams for 15 ml bottle or 37 milligrams per ml, but has a special, most powerful liposomal polyphenol to absorb much higher concentrations than by any other source or any other provider in America or worldwide. Get CBD liposomal oil from NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871, and calm yourself down. You can take our other nutraceuticals with it, like Stress to Go, 5-HTP Cross, Calm Mind, and Brain Mag. But get them at NutriMedical.com, the ultimate place for solutions for your health with oat toxic polypharmacy. That's NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Anniversary on Tuesday, the 19th. We have John W. Spring. Welcome back, John.
Thank you, Dr. Phil.
We have some important things to talk about. Let's talk from the top. We have some things that are being done wrong by POTUS, the President of the United States. We have bad things happening in Venezuela with inappropriate action on the border. We have the agreement that was signed between the Democrats and Republicans, which was signed by POTUS, that to me is insanity. And then we have this declaration of the state of emergency. Everything to me is helter-skelter. It's all been done wrong. Let's start from the top. What do you think is going on?
Well, I'll plead ignorance when it comes to Washington and trying to figure out their rationale.
Tell me what you think should have been done right. I think that Trump should not have talked to Nancy Pelosi or Chuck Schumer. He should have declared an emergency and not tried to accept money with limitations where three mayors that have accepted bribes from the cartels that can actually sideline the wall or say, hey, why don't we put a cardboard wall up? You can just push the cardboard down and drive your drug truck across. I think that what Trump did there, basically in his statement, stating that I didn't have to do this on open media, but I want to do this now to do it faster, even though he has the right to declare a state of national emergency and he should do it, I think the optics look terrible. And then a lot of Americans don't support him. They had a big protest all across the country in 200 cities. These people that are protesting Trump are morons. You have to have a border or you don't have a country.
Absolutely.
You have to control the drugs, otherwise you have dead people, 300 plus per week, dying of heroin. And just 2 weeks ago we had an interdiction of enough carfentanil from China to kill 127 million Americans. These freaking people need to be slapped intellectually across the face and wake up. This is not rational. And for them to think they have a right to protest, no. You people need to be locked up in a psych ward because you're crazy. This is not rational. It's like saying to someone, well, I had to sell my daughter because I needed money for groceries. Are you kidding me? These people are opening up our border to criminals and drug addicts and MS-13, and we have angel moms, and we have this representative, I'm not going to mention his name to give him any thing there, tried to challenge Trump over the idea of declaration of emergency, and an angel mom stood up and held a picture of her daughter right on camera. And the news media, especially everybody else except Fox, is evil. They're doing something that Trump should have, taken away their license to even have a media or a magazine like Jeff Bezos' Washington Post. But what's going on? Trump is not listening to our advice, is he?
No, he isn't, Dr. Bill. And he should be. We have a meeting, or he has a meeting, I should say, with Chairman Kim Jong-un. Yes, and that's going to be in Hanoi just about a week from now. And I don't think the optics are good on that either.
Well, he's setting up Kim. Kim was even worried when he left for that summit last year that he would be taken over by the Stalinist female leader that's linked directly to Putin and the communists. Most people realize those missile Rosatom rockets and guidance systems were not from China. They're from Russia. Russia has got their claws deep into the bowels of North Korea. You know, people have to understand this. And Putin and his oligarchs aren't going to give it up. Neither is China. In fact, you can't negotiate with China or Russia unless you have them to say hands off North Korea. This idea of just frightening them increases the likelihood that Kim will be overtaken by the Stalinist leaders, even if he leaves for a weekend, or they'll just kill him in his sleep, and they'll become an extremely dangerous nation under the Stalinist female leader that actually has been constantly got a knife at the back of Kim Jong-un, who wants to work out a deal. He can't work out one without Russia and China being offside, or with this communist Stalinist leader that's directly connected to Putin. This is craziness, isn't it?
Yes, and then you have Trump's national security advisor, John R. Bolton, who's going to try to put the screws to Kim at the summit, and that's just going to jeopardize
it's going to increase the likelihood that his government will fall and be taken over by Stalinist maniacs with nuclear weapons that can hit us with an EMP weapon or a bomb hitting the United States shore. And the problem is people don't realize, to a great extent, North Korea is a big distraction because the Russians violated the INF Treaty. We put up the story on Rents last Monday, last week. I've been working on, I got visions of this. By the way, I have other visions that I'm getting now, too. The ones that I'm getting now are a lot of visions about the pole shift and about how we now have two North Poles. I'm putting an article together on that. And how things, the cataclysmic climatic changes are going to occur, including crop failures and ozone hole dissolution. People don't understand what's going on right now. We're moving toward the end times, aren't we? And we have an end time president, Donald Trump, who's screwing up because the people around him are badly advising him. He's well-intentioned, but he's not a Christian. He's a high-level white hat, patriotic American. He's patriotic, but he's screwing up because he's got bad advice.
Absolutely. And there's very little that we can do at this time because it's almost impossible for us to penetrate into the White House. We're outsiders, and every device imaginable is being used to basically keep us from reaching the president. And until we're able to reach him, I don't have much hope for this nation. I'll be very honest. And, of course, there's no hope whatsoever with his opposition. They should all be locked up, as you mentioned earlier.
Well, I listened to an interview this morning, and they actually had one of the guys from Fox actually interviewing people in New York that were protesting. There was only about 150 to 200 protesting, but the average age was 55. They weren't youngsters. And these people came up with the most insane statements, like, we don't want a border. We're not worried about the cost of providing everything free. We don't want to intervene in the communist collapsing Venezuela. Really? So you want nuclear missiles heading to U.S. cities, do you? I mean, well, these people are not insane. They're suicidally insane.
Yes. Well, you have to recall there was even an element during the time of the Cuban Missile Crisis that protested JFK for standing up to Russia during that very crucial time. And probably these are their descendants. it's just unreal.
Well, I got a letter here that you produced here February 19th. That's today. And we're going to post it up. It says, "The Motion Picture Heartbreak Ridge." I'd like you to talk about Clint Eastwood in this story, because we went in to rescue the medical students in 1983, but it was not just getting rid of medical students out of there and getting them safely away. It was actually shutting down thermonuclear weapons the Russians were putting there. They were also putting them in Punta Huete in Nicaragua in their long airstrip. They're doing the same damn thing in La Archila Island with collaboration by Maduro, who's a back-pocket communist. And we have to understand that Putin and his oligarchs have every intention of attacking America. They've been doing it repeatedly over the last 50 years, the Russians, haven't they?
Yes, and for some reason, we Americans seem to have this fantasy that we want to live in, that somehow the Russians are going to do nice things for us. They have a track record of doing just the opposite.
Well, and anyone who let me give you my list of what I want Trump to do is Putin. I want Trump through a few phone calls. He doesn't need to talk to Congress or go to the media. Shut down all the bank accounts of all the oligarchs and Putin. He can shut their bank accounts in less than 24 hours. Number two, I want him to actually move an expeditionary force without warning, without telling the media, to clean out La Orchilla Island of these nukes. I want him to also plan on military collaboration with multiple nations and do it with stealth, to drop in Delta Force first on Maduro and his parliament, and then move in with an expeditionary multinational force to take over Venezuela and allow it to be have its democracy rule again. Now, I know the guy there, Guaido, is a bit of a socialist, but we can monitor it to make sure it doesn't go over the edge like Maduro did. And we don't want to disarm the entire public. What they did is Maduro actually, and his previous guy, disarmed the public, and then he rearmed the people that supported Maduro. This is craziness, especially when they have Russia and Chinese Navy stationed right on Venezuelan ports, getting ready to attack America from the south. And with these hypersonic cruise missiles traveling Mach 10 to Mach 13, there's only a 20-minute or less strike distance time between launch and hitting a U.S. city or a military base. It's nuts. Yeah. What the hell is wrong with us? It's like walking into a restaurant, somebody's playing with a really long 20-inch knife and swinging it around, and you're trying to pretend that the guy's not, you know, coming near your throat at your table because you're trying to drink your wine and eat your meal. And tried to ignore him, and he actually is ready to cut your head off. It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Yeah. It seems like the rationale is, well, you want to play it cool. You want to think of him as entertainment. You don't want to take it seriously. And before you know it, you're beheaded. And that seems to be the rationale in Washington these days. It's very important.
They only want power because they want power because they want genocide. See, all of these people don't want to push a green agenda, and we know the green agenda is going to be a red agenda eventually. It's going to be green initially until they cut your throat or behead you or starve you to death or have a collapse of the economy. It's going to be a red agenda, which is the same agenda that killed a quarter billion people in the 20th century with communism and socialism. Remember, USSR is the United Soviet Socialist Republics. They never called themselves communists. Only the people who member of the Communist Party, because they knew they had 10% of the population by law could have a communist chit and go down to the gray building and whatever the hell they wanted, whether it was borscht or sausage or CDs. They always knew they could get what they wanted at the gray building, right?
Yes. They were the privileged class.
Right.
They were the elite.
Right. And they don't care if everybody is so-called equal. There's three things that I say are communist, socialism, and communism. Basically, envy, which is against the commandments. Thou shalt not, envy or take away the rights or the property of the wife or the property of anybody else. That's two of the Ten Commandments. Number two, it's that everybody is created equal. Nobody's equal. I can't jump 8 feet in the air and actually do a basket. But I can do intellectual things that people find difficult. Okay? I have equal value to God of my daughter with Down syndrome, Mosaic, but I can do things that are superhuman. So what? My abilities need to be put to the greater good of my fellows, both telling them the spiritual and geopolitical truths so that they survive physically and thrive rather than die in a nation like Venezuela, sitting on tons of resources. They have the largest individual nation supply of oil on the planet, 5 trillion barrels, but they're going bankrupt. How crazy is that?
Well, for people that cannot quite understand what this means, imagine if all of a sudden Saudi Arabia, as wealthy a nation that is, and then come to the realization that Venezuela is even richer than Saudi Arabia, and the people are now in destitute in Venezuela. And the same thing would happen in Saudi Arabia if the socialists took over that nation. I'm not crazy about that nation. I don't like their absolute monarchy concept of living by supposedly the Quran, where if you were to convert to Christianity, you would be headed. But on the other hand, I don't like a chaotic nation like socialist Venezuela, where the people basically have no chance whatsoever of rebelling because their weapons were all confiscated during the time of Maurice Bishop, and now, as you pointed out, Maduro has the guns, and the rest of the people are at the mercy.
And by the way, I see the polarization as part of the manipulation by the public, even by the media. Like when we had on Dan Brinkman in hour number one from Power Our Nation, he's like a lot of Americans, oh, we can't have socialism. We already have it for 100 years. We've got social services, we got welfare, we've got Medicare. Come on. I don't want to see top-down government, and they screw it up. My Medicare is not free. It's expensive as hell. It's more expensive than when I had Humana, okay, or when I had the other socialist program here in California. What people need to understand, you want a non-top-down government control where things are affordable. For example, I don't want to see the government dictate to business. You have to have a minimum $15 wage. If the government wants that, why don't they pay the difference in the wage with what the employer can? If the employer can only pay $7 or $8 for the wage, let the government top up the difference. If the government wants to have a system where they want to pay doctors and nurses, have a system where they collect taxes, say a VAT, and send it to the county so it's not under government control, and the county can hire doctors and nurses to take care of people who can't buy insurance. Simple, isn't it? Isn't it so simple?
Yeah.
Right? Simple, but then you don't have top-down goddamn government. I want to have it so that everybody buys nutraceuticals. Right now, if they ask me, Dr. Diggle, will you provide documentation so I can write off the cost of my supplements or my hyperbaric chamber? Of course. So it never costs you a cent. It's written off against your taxes. I want people to be personally responsible with their own health savings account. I want to get rid of things that are driving the cost up, like the cost of drugs. The same drug that they sell Canadians and Europeans is 20 to 40% or more expensive here just because you're American. That's not rational when you have drug regulatory things. We want to get rid of malpractice and move to mediation. We want to have mobile licenses that are not under the damn government. No state licensure anymore. Diabetes is a condition in which insulin resistance in muscles can be reversed with dibetaline, biotin plus, and the use of leptin metabolic to lower insulin and leptin resistance in the tissue. We can block the conversion of carbohydrates to sugar with glycemics and reduce the conversion of protein in the liver to sugar through the use of berberstatin. Now, these protocols are very helpful to reduce heart and vascular disease, peripheral neuropathy, and neurodegeneration. Contact us at NutriMedical.com and NutriMedical.com to receive the protocol and expanded therapies, or 888-212-8871. We're available on our show daily from 12 to 3 Pacific Time, 2 to 5 Central, 3 to 6 Eastern, Monday to Friday, and Dr. Bill does consultations to review your case and help you with your condition with a free starter protocol, a call back if you purchased any products, and advanced videotape consultations. Cognition Plus is Dr. Bill Deagle's brain formula for protection of your brain. It has a unique combination of nutrients and botanicals that support cognitive function and healthy memory. It features selected B vitamins that are activated, quadrifolate, folic acid, patent form for 5-methylfolate, and herbs ginkgo biloba, bacopa moniera, as well as nutrients that provide antioxidant activity, brain-specific nutrients such as vinpocetine, acetyl-L-carnitine, sunflower-derived phosphatidylserine. This comprehensive formula addresses the multiple pathways involved in neurological health by supporting oxidant and cytokine balance, methylation, mitochondrial function, and endocrine balance. Get it at NutriMedical.com from Dr. Bill Deagle. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and keep your brain healthy with NutriMedical's Cognition Plus. Get it at NutriMedical.com. Take Cognition Plus with brain power to improve brain function and protect you from oxidative stress, keep your memory working the best it can be. The first hour of the NutriMedical Report, Monday to Friday, deals with health, wellness, and anti-aging technology. But especially Friday, Firing Line, is the first hour where the host is Michelle Deagle, asking your questions brought to us by email and phone to 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical. Your answers are given on air with abbreviated protocols and the science and technology explained simply behind why we use this protocol to try to help you heal and regenerate and have your health return without toxic polypharmacy. We integrate it with regular medicine and surgery and are able to provide you urological protocols. Anyone can get a free protocol by just emailing us, starter. And if you've purchased a product, you can even get a call back at any time between Monday and Thursday after the show or on the weekend. So Dr. Bill is available for you. Get your questions into the contact us or 888-212-8871 or contact us at NutriMedical.com. Stay well with NutriMedical every day. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This amazing Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical. Cardiovascular health involves use of nutraceuticals to reduce blood viscosity, oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acids, and the prevention of calcification of arteries and small vessels. Metabolic support to the mitochondria in the heart and blood vessels involves the peristaltic initial shearing force of the heart, stimulating a secondary contraction of the blood vessel walls to move the blood forward to the periphery. Our core formula involves CardioVasc, Gamma A Plus to get rid of nitroproxy radicals, cell detox glutathione to get rid of hydroproxy radical, H2 Plex, and ultrathiamin B1 to get rid of the singlet oxygen. We use also magnesium glycinate to improve the heart, CoQ10 Supreme, the only non-crystallizing CoQ10, and water-soluble CoQ10 ubiquinol. Nanokinase will reduce blood viscosity and improve perfusion. Omega Supreme Pro improves the blood vessel elasticity, and the use of antioxidant H2 Plex, Power-C Plus and other antioxidants help to reduce blood viscosity and oxidation of cholesterol and fatty acid. Order at NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. And welcome back. And so the latest is I did some talking points I sent over to Jeff Frantz about a number of things, but Trump is basically, since he had the State of the Union address, as I call it, the SOTU by the POTUS, President of the United States, the man, I would say, is getting about 20% correct and 80% is screw-ups. And even the media can make hay out of things like, oh, he said we don't need to do it now. I'm thinking, are you kidding? It's not an emergency when you're having, you know, 300 people dying every week of heroin and enough fentanyl, carfentanil, to kill 127 million Americans coming across the southern border from China through the Mexican southwest border. You've got to be kidding. And straight-faced people will actually say, I'm protesting. I don't think we should have a border. I'm thinking, then you don't think we should have a nation. Why don't you move, please? Please leave the nation and go where you like to go. Why are you here in New York or wherever you are protesting? Just leave. We don't need you here if you don't believe in America. Why? I'm amazed that people don't just kind of just get in their face and say, you know, just like they believe in postnatal abortion. I have a T-shirt I want to send them called, you know, Never Too Late to Abort. You first, okay? Just, you know, take a lethal bunch of powder that'll terminate you and you'll be out of our hair telling us that babies need to die. I think it's just disgusting. And we don't tolerate this. We actually think that everybody has a right to an opinion. No, they have a right to an attitude. But attitude should never be discussed. We should just say, look, unless you have evidence, logic, and personal experience like a troop that's been in a war or a medical doctor that's worked in ER and trauma units like I have or seen what's going on in healthcare, I can fix healthcare tomorrow. It costs one-fifth the cost. It'd be affordable for everybody, but wouldn't be top-down damn government control. I don't want to see the government forcing vaccinations or killing people because they're older or killing babies because their mama doesn't want them because they're depressed or their boyfriend left them. I don't want to see foolishness happening in our government where they want to make everything free. Who's going to pay for it? Are you kidding me? It's so disgusting. The ideas are being put forward by people that look at us and smile with a big toothy smile, you know. We talked about this yesterday, that there was a recruitment agency actually recruited Ocasio-Cortez. You know that? You're familiar with the recruiting agency? It was called,
I'm not aware of that.
It's called Justice Democrats. J-U-S-T-I-C-E, Democrats.com. And so it's right in the front page. Before Alexandria was known as AOC, there was a movement that recruited her to run. That's actually the front page of the thing, and it says pound sign, our time. It's time to usher in a new generation of diverse working class leaders in the Democratic Party, a Democratic Party that fights for its voters, not just corporate donors. This is people trying to destroy our godly America and make it a godless, luciferic, death culture nation. Okay?
Yes. People. Well, as a soon-to-become octogenarian, a person that's 80 years old, I can appreciate what you said about not infanticide, but euthanasia. And of course, I'm also
I call it wisdom side or elder side. Do you like that?
Yeah.
You kill the people. You know, George Bernard Shaw said, "Wisdom is wasted on the elderly, and youth is wasted on the young." Remember that?
Yeah. Oh yes, but. You have to understand the rationale. Now, about a decade ago, we fought tooth and nail with those internationalists who basically wanted to do away with the Mexican border and the Canadian border and just make us one happy North American Union with a new currency.
Right.
Fortunately, that did not come about, at least back then. But those same people who've been affiliated with the Council on Foreign Relations or the CFR are still pushing it in a very subtle fashion. And step one is to basically do away with the border. So they're not going to support any type of fence or wall that would curtail traffic because they want to increase traffic. They want to increase traffic by making a passport that will electronically allow you to drive right across the border in either direction from citizens of the United States or subjects from Canada or citizens from Mexico or nationals from Mexico, and basically just drive across without any control whatsoever of what's coming across. And basically, NAFTA was the first step in that direction, because our leaders in Washington thought NAFTA would be a wonderful thing. The so-called North American Free Trade Agreement, which was designed basically to allow human beings and other materials going across the borders to being controlled by not the United States government, but a intra-governmental organization, or a new government that basically has or supersedes the United States government.
Yeah.
But the American people don't understand
autocracy.
That.
A bureaucratic autocracy.
Yes. But basically a government which supersedes our government, our constitution, our laws, and we are then required to go by those guidelines. And we are, but most Americans don't realize it because they've never done any research on NAFTA.
Well, the thing that I find hard to believe is when I talk to Dan Brigman, and this applies to a lot of Americans, they don't believe that you can have a non-top-down system that can make things affordable. For example, when I hear people say about the 6 million jobs that can be filled with people with trade training, make trade training affordable. Have the corporations decide to contribute to a fund so that we can have not pay the whole thing off, make it free, but make it affordable. And the same thing with housing. You don't need to control the price of housing, but you can basically say, let's keep the price of housing and land and so on affordable, so we don't have so many regulations. The cost of building a home in California is double the cost of building it in Texas because of regulations here.
Yes.
Right?
We tried to provide affordable housing, be it as small as it was, for the homeless, where they would use these devices designed to hold cargo on overseas transit and convert them into domiciles for the homeless. But do you think they could meet the requirements of local or state government agencies? Of course not. And so they just became dumpsters again, basically.
Right, yeah. You can make automated... you can convert cargo containers into proper housing so they would have something over their head, warm and dry,
yeah,
and so on. And the problem is, do the government try to do that? No, of course not.
No, but when individuals try to do something, they're stopped by the government every step of the way.
Right.
And we have so many military installations that have been decommissioned, and many of those could have been used. In fact, I spoke out about these back in 1986 when I was a candidate for U.S. Senate here in the state of California. And did anyone else consider such a possibility back then?
No.
And since then, a good share of that infrastructure has just been torn down, gone to waste, and is of no use whatsoever. It's just terrible how much has been wasted and how little concern there was even back then for the homeless. And it's even worse now, unfortunately.
Yeah.
It won't be until we find ourselves being homeless ourselves that we'll start to have compassion. It's a sad state of affairs.
Yeah, it can all be done with logic. For example, I want to see a thing like a VAT, so that you could hire doctors and nurses by the county. It would be non-elected officials. It would be health professionals and the public. And then hire doctors and nurses to be paid an hourly wage to take care of people who couldn't afford insurance. Right? I want to see
a
system where you can have industry actually contribute to a fund that's a tax write-off for training in various things like plumbing, electrical, and whatever. And a lot of new training is going to be training online. You can actually have online institutions and have places of excellence around the country, two or three places around the country, so you could go to learn how to do something. And it could be everything from you know, how to deliver babies to how to actually plumb a home or do electrical on a high-tension power line. And guess what? A lot of these jobs that are going to be invented in 10 years haven't even been invented yet. We can create those new jobs and create the new things. For example, one of the things I want to see to make our power grid more stable is to get away from UHF transformers and put plasma distribution lines all across the country. That way, a plasma line, you don't need a UHF transformer to reboost the power. You've got plasma lines. So you end up with plasma technicians trained how to lay a line and trench it and drop it in the ground and make sure it's safe from traffic and earthquakes and so on. That's simple. If you want to deal with, if you want to actually have a safety on the highways, you don't want autonomous vehicles. You want a safety wire. Wire all the highways so basically if somebody's driving too fast or driving like an alcoholic, it has a safety autonomous system that takes over your vehicle and drives you to a place of safety off the freeway. Okay? So there's simple things you can do that would increase safety in vehicles so you couldn't exceed a certain speed or drive like a nut or you're under the influence or having a stroke. Okay? And by the way, this could be used to even make sure that these autonomous vehicles wouldn't kill somebody like running right over them, which it does. I saw a video in Arizona where this autonomous vehicle, the guy was sitting in the back probably reading a book while the autonomous vehicle ran over an elderly lady on the road.
Yes.
And, this is ridiculous.
And unfortunately, they don't take into consideration all of these possibilities.
Yeah, but it can easily be done. It can be a simple software program in every vehicle, and it could add what we call a layer of safety to driving on the freeway. So if you can't see the road because it's snowy or rainy or there's black ice or whatever, it would have special controls to take over your vehicle to give you a layer of safety that humans couldn't do. Simple. Okay, the same thing as if you wanted to talk about recycling, we should have recycling lines. Everywhere, every city should recycle everything. You don't just bring it to a trash can or trash bin, that's fine, but have the trash company drop it into a trash recycling bin so every type of metal, plastic, whatever is separated and put into little tiny cubes in a warehouse. If you want to build something, you can even build it in your home with a 3D printer by simply going in the right cubes from the right type of mix of materials, and you drop it into the machine and you actually print the part and then send it off to the factory. They're doing this in Japan. Why don't we have total recycling so there's less plastic in the oceans than fish? There's an area of the North Pacific Ocean where there's three times the area of Texas covered by trash. Why do we think the benthic layer is dying and the carbon dioxide oxygen cycle is dying and our ozone layer is thinning? It's because we're stupid. Okay?
Right. If you just follow this Geyer pattern in the North Pacific Ocean, it's just saturated with plastic material and other debris as well, but primarily plastic because it's floatable and it becomes ingested by all sea animals, mammals and fish, birds, you name it. All living animals are being threatened by this. And unfortunately, Dr. Deagle, very little is being done about this to address the
situation. Well, I know how to address it. We should have scrubbers that go out in the ocean that could be autonomous, and you drop hundreds of scrubbers, it would grab all this plastic and recycle it into the back of the thing like a trash collector. You could also, Fukushima Daiichi, you have three layers where the radiation's coming. It's on the surface of the ocean, it's in deep ocean trenches, it's in the air. Stop it at source. I gave out information almost 10 years ago how to stop Fukushima Daiichi, and I've been on Rents Network and elsewhere putting up videos on YouTube. Nobody's listening. I even talked to the nuclear experts for Senator Feinstein or Senator Wyden. Our insects in North America are dying like crazy. Our seawater insects on the edge of the oceans and inside the communities, people don't realize, well, why are the insects all dying? They're very sensitive to radiation. Insects can't take as much radiation as humans. Do you know that?
Yes.
They're very radio sensitive.
Yep. And that's one of the reasons why we're losing the honeybee.
Right. There are four reasons. One, neonicotinoid pesticides, smart meters, and Wi-Fi networks that scramble their navigation with magnetite in their little bee brain that looks at the torsion field of the Earth. The third, radioisotopes. And the fourth is exhaustion. If you bust a bee across the country, expose them to the trimetallic anhydrides, diesel fuel, and car exhaust, what the hell do you expect? They're not going to work like good bees. They're freaking tired and toxic.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, like Einstein said, genius is quantifiable. Stupidity is limitless. I have a solution for every problem in America or the world, and I have very few listeners. And very few people will even challenge me and say, well, Dingell, what would you do? And I have an answer. They don't want to hear it, including this idiot president. Honestly, he's starting to aggravate me. CardioVasc is a 7 synergistic heart formula containing a number of amazing nutraceuticals. It contains cayenne that releases nitric oxide to release oxygen, aged garlic that blocks the angiotensin converting enzyme and inflammatory markers in your heart and kills off nanobacteria and viruses, hawthorn, which is the leaf and flower part that releases vitaxin to act as a cardiotonic for your heart and blood vessels, valerian to balance the autonomic nervous system for parasympathetic, milk thistle that helps to detox the body from toxic chemicals that affect blood vessels and heart, and bilberry, one of the smallest dialyzable antioxidants, anthocyanidins above the size of hydrogen. Amazing formula to reduce heart and vascular disease. If you want to stay well, you want cardiovascular tincture or capsules. One capsule equals 1 15 mils of the tincture, and you can obtain this at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutriMedical's amazing nutraceuticals for your heart, your blood vessels, and your health.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family. Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Come back. We've got two articles here I'm going to post up after the show, John. And you look at a number of points that Trump is, you know, maybe he's well intentioned, but he's screwing up. If you got a chance to talk 20 minutes a week to you or to me or a couple of us together, mano a mano, he would make rational decisions because I don't think he's dumb. He just needs to have better options before he makes a decision. He likes to listen to a menu of opinions and then he decides and then does something. I want to listen to Hannity talking the other night. That's what his psyche is. Now, he's a smart guy, and he's a pivoter. He's not a politician. He'll pivot to the left and right in the middle, whatever he has to do in order to make things succeed. The problem is he's getting bad advice, and he's not getting our advice, and he's making bad decisions. So we look at Russia, Venezuela. We look at all these things going on, North Korea. If anything, Trump is actually, you know, having Midas touch. It's not turning to gold. It's turning to human. It's turning to horse manure, the situation as Trump touches on this. And what I'm worried about is that Kim will be deposed by Stalinists and get more violent. What I'm worried about is Russia and China will continue to weaponize Nicaragua and La Orchilla Island. And that's both Russia and China. It's not just Russia alone. What I'm worried about is that the economy of Venezuela will collapse and the local economies will get even more trouble. And we can't get the humanitarian resources through because I don't see any current plan to actually send in troops to back up the humanitarian aid going to the people that don't have guns to fight against the Maduro regime. Basically, all of these things, if you present to a military logician or general, they look at you like, Trump, why are you trying to do this? You can't send humanitarian aid without military force. It can't happen, right?
Not in Venezuela.
Right.
In some other countries, yes, but not in Venezuela.
Right. So my feeling is, Trump is probably going to screw this up, or it's just not going to succeed. His meeting at the end of the month with Kim puts a star on the back of Kim to say, you know, if Kim gets squeezed any harder, just get rid of him and put a Stalinist regime and then scare the hell out of America that they're going to knock out our power grid with an EMP weapon or with a nuclear strike with one or more nukes. And if you think we can stop every nuke coming in all the way even from you know, northern Korea, you're delusional. I mean, they did a test with one of our allies, and what I have found from my sources was probably Israel, fired a missile at Hawaii, and they missed knocking the damn thing out of the air, and it did strike near the coast of one of the islands. And what people don't understand, if that had actually had a payload of a nuke on it, it would have blown the island all to hell. But
yes,
we don't pay attention to that. The fact is, they tried to say, well, the people in Hawaii were incompetent that they actually set up their alarm system. No, they used the same guidelines as NORAD does. I know the director for NORAD for U.S. Space Command and Military Defense Command, Colonel Lynn Wills. They followed the letter of the law of how to actually notify in layers of validation, too. What people don't get here is that was not an incompetent officer. That was a competent officer notifying people that our missile defense system doesn't work.
And the American people have no clue that this is the case because so little was said about it.
Right. They buried it. And the media, by the way, including Fox News now. Do you think Fox News would have John W. Spring or Dr. Bill Deagle on? Hannity or Tucker Carlson or the Ingram Angle? I'm going to try to see if they can get us on. Wouldn't it be nice to be on even for 10 minutes? We could bring up two or three issues, and I guarantee you it would be like putting a hot coal in their lap. It would burn right through to the bone. Wouldn't it?
Unfortunately, it would, yes.
Right. They wouldn't pay. They would try to ignore it or pretend, or these people don't know what they're talking about. Yeah, we do. We've been down in the trenches. We're trench people. I worked taking care of people working in Missile Defense Command and Space Command and working on biological and radiological terrorism. I'm not a minor person, and what I see is incredible incompetence and ill thought out behavior on the part of Donald Trump and all the government officials in all the departments, including the military. Even when General Mattis, when he talks about working out a treaty with the Taliban, you're kidding. Where do you think a lot of this illegal heroin is coming from that comes across the southern border? It comes from Afghanistan. It comes across our southern border from Mexico into America, just like the carfentanil coming in from China. We probably know the home addresses and the corporate addresses of the companies that make and the locations and GPS coordinates that make the carfentanil in China. We know exactly who's involved, and we could shut up their bank accounts tomorrow. Do we do it? I don't know. Why not? I guarantee you Trump, with his contacts inside the intel agency, could make a few phone calls, and in 20 minutes, their bank accounts would be frozen. But do they do it? I don't know. Why not? If you're listening, Trump, why don't you just make a couple phone calls? You know what? Obama said, I have a pen and I have a phone. Use your pen and your phone, buddy. Don't talk on the news media. Don't tweet about it. Just do it. Right?
Yes. But you have to understand one thing about politicians. They want all of the glory and publicity.
Well, I don't mind them getting it later, but let the people realize, you know, the best way to get compliments is not to ask for compliments, is to get them after the fact when people realize you saved their butt or you did something really nice or really profitable. You know, it would be great for Trump to get the glory down the road 6 months or 2 months or whatever when they realize, like, what did Trump do? Oh, he neutralized nuke threat from INF 1987 treaty by the freaking Russians. Or he froze the bank accounts of the people shipping in the carfentanil that could have killed 127 million Americans that was intercepted by our border guards just 2 weeks ago. Damn it. I mean, do they realize that's like you're in the military and you hear a bullet go by your ear and say, you know what, my military guys tell you, you know you're still alive and you hear the zing of the bullet, because if you don't hear the zing, you're dead.
Yes.
Yes, no zing, you're dead, because it's now planted in your head and you're bleeding to death and you're having the last few heartbeats before you bite it. Right?
Yes.
Zing is a good thing. I don't understand Trump. I mean, honestly, and then the people around him, I mean, what are they doing? Do they have any common sense? And why does he not put back, you know, the guys that he used to have on his team? Breitbart News, remember?
Yes, Steve Bannon was his other brain.
Steve Bannon was his other brain. You remember the movie by Steve Martin, says a man with two brains? Everybody gets two brains. Your second brain is your celiac plexus and your paraspinal ganglia, just to be sarcastic. But the fact that Steve Bannon was his other brain, his other brain doesn't exist now in the White House. So I don't know if his new manager there, because I know General Kelly was called the Kelly filter, was making sure nobody could get through to Trump. But I guarantee you that after there's discussions after the fact with, say, his current lady who's actually in the White House, her husband is very anti-Trump. Remember this? Kellyanne Conway? Her husband is a maniac, as far as I've heard. Anti-Trump.
Yeah.
And then we have, of course, his daughter and his son-in-law. Some of the things they do are really good. Other things are kind of scary when they give advice to Trump. It's like, have you researched this, please, before you give him advice?
Yeah. And then you have your new chief of staff, Nick, or Mick. I guess it's Mick, yeah.
Mulvaney.
Mulvaney.
Now, he's a bean counter. But I don't think it's a good idea to have the head of your staff being a bean counter. Now, he served one good purpose, but Trump should never have negotiated this stupid deal between the Democrats and Republicans. He should have just declared a state of emergency and proceeded. Now it's all muddy. Yeah. I mean, you know, I think ultimately he'll probably win the Supreme Court, but it's going to be messy, isn't it? And they'll use that messiness against him, because they're going to bring a socialist to say, guess what? Bernie Sanders, you know, Sanders, when he shows up for the election next year, because he's a leading Democrat, he's the one who invented all the socialism, he should have a Santa hat on. Ho, ho, ho. Free health care for everyone. $15 wage. Now, look, I don't mind people making $15, but you know what? I'd like to see a donation from the corporations to make sure they top it up. But if you guarantee to force an employer to pay X amount of wages, a lot of employers aren't going to stay in business, are they? They're going to move out of state.
That's true. I know a lot of small business owners And if Trump had not been elected, they would have been out of business.
Right. You want to make sure that the housing is affordable, but the way to do that is stop regulations. Like you talk about these portable houses that people could get or have even donated by churches. Churches could donate and write it off and build these affordable container houses, and people would actually have somewhere to actually live rather than a tent outside in bad conditions. You know, here in San Diego County, we got 6,000 homeless people. Do you know that in the last year, 600 of them died of hypothermia and other infections? 10%. And that's in one of the southernmost counties of the United States, in San Diego County.
Yeah. Well, your nightly temperatures or the diurnal change between day and night is greater actually in San Diego than it is in Orange County. For some reason, people think that if you're a little further north in latitude that the temperature's always going to be a little bit colder, but that's not always the case. In San Diego, it's actually colder than it is in Los Angeles or Orange County.
Isn't that funny? Yeah, and where I am, by the way, it's actually warmer than it is down the border. Right now at night, it drops into the 50s. Down at the border, it's dropping into the 40s or 30s.
Yeah. So you're having a lot of people dying needlessly because no one really cares about them. And we have these government regulations that we've been alluding to earlier,
I want to get away from the term socialism, communism. I just want less government. How's that? I want less government of all types, whether it's a capitalist government, socialist government. I just want less politicians. I want more people that are basically, like I call it, the Cincinnatus rule. Remember Cincinnatus, the farmer from Rome that went to the Roman Senate, and he actually served for, I think, one term? And they liked him so much they wanted him to keep repeating and becoming a career politician. He said, no, I got to return to my farm. Remember Cincinnatus and the reports about Cincinnatus? Well, that's what we need, is we need people to say, I want to serve, even if you don't pay a salary. I want to see, for example, a VAT or value-added tax that goes back to the county. I don't want politicians getting their paws on that money. I don't want them directing and saying, well, we'll build this thing, we'll do that. No, we want a women's care facility where we'll abort more babies. No, I want an elder care facility that people can't take care of themselves, get Meals for Wheels while they're at home and have home care services so they can stay in their home as long as they can. I want to see a system where families that can't afford to have housing facilities available for them at a minimal cost so they can have one income and still be able to have decent meals on their table rather than toxic food. I want a system set up so people have a warm bed and a place for their kids to play with toys and actually learn and go to school. Same thing as Bracero. We should be busing women and men from their home country once they're proved that they're going to be good workers for 3 or 4 months. They don't get citizenship, and they have a tracker anklet to make sure they don't get off the farm. If their kids come up with them, they go to school, learn how to read and write, learn both languages. This is humanitarian. It's something we can do decently because we're Americans. Right?
Yes. But we're not doing it. I've heard of very few politicians that ever become poor after leaving office.
I don't think there is such a thing called a poritician. Politician after leave, a poritician, which means after you leave, you're a richitician.
Yes.
Yeah, and
yes,
it's funny, you see these salaries of these congresswomen and men and senators, and afterward you say, now the math is, how come they're worth $10 million and their salary was $70,000? The math doesn't work out, does it?
No, it doesn't. It does not at all.
That's why I call the D.C. the District of Corruption. Or the District of Criminals. That's a good one. Thank you, John. Again, hopefully this wisdom trickles through to the POTUS, President of the United States, and hopefully he has some... I know the man is a decent man, but to be honest with you, without becoming a full-fledged Christian, he's never going to do things right. You got to do good. You have to do God with an extra O. If you don't do...
You're listening to the Rents Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net.